January 13th, 1992, Judy Coley, the Schwanon Gagnona. Dawson Shinisue, Chang Dawson, 92, 93. Making a mistake here. 3, 2, 1. Judy, maybe you should start by telling us where have you been hiding yourself?
Well, I'm hiding myself in North Bay, Ontario these days. I'm teaching at Nipissing University. I'm actually in charge of a Native Teacher Certification Program. We have at present 21 students enrolled, and they're from all different parts of Ontario. I've got 5 in the James Bay area and 6 down in Six Nations, and the rest are scattered here and there around the province. I'm also teaching the Native education option in the Bachelor of Education program. So I have 41 students there, 13 of whom are Native, the rest are non-Native.
Just getting back to, you say you have a few in James Bay. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, you have to go up in James Bay, or?
That's right. I travel in my job. I travel almost every week from Tuesdays till Fridays, supervising these teacher candidates who are working full-time in schools in different areas of Ontario. What they do is they come to North Bay, to Nipissing University, during the summer, and they take teacher education courses during the summer, and then they teach in their home communities during the rest of the year. So I go up to supervise and evaluate them to see whether they're applying what they've learned during the summer, and just to help coach them along if they need the help.
So you must spend a lot of time on the road.
Too much time. I get tired sometimes from all the travel involved, but it's really been interesting. I've enjoyed seeing other communities, Native communities, and seeing what's happening there in terms of education. And in many ways, I can't help but compare it to what we've done here in Kitigan-Zibi. I think we've come a long way, and we're still somewhat leading the way in terms of having education that is relevant to Native children.
Are there any students from this area attending Nipissing?
Actually, yes. Debbie White Duck is in the Bachelor of Education program, and I teach her in my Native education option. Also, Michael Stevens, he hasn't lived in this community, but he's from our band, and he's also in the B.Ed. program. And I really enjoy having both of them. It's like a little bit of home with them there in my class, and they keep me on my toes in terms of what I teach the rest of my students, because I often refer to what's happening here, and so Debbie is able to, verify whatever I say. So it's kind of nice.
And where do you get all your information when you teach Native?
Well,
Or do you rely basically on your own experiences being Native and all that?
Yeah, mostly I speak from experience, but I also have done a lot of studying in the area of Native education. My master's degree is in curriculum, and I did it with a focus on Native education, especially in the areas of social studies and so forth. And I've taken courses in the sociology of Native education and that sort of thing, so I have a lot of research material that I rely on. But also, I have a strong belief that one Native person cannot speak for the entire Native population. And I feel that anyone who sets himself up as an expert in that way really doesn't have all the answers. So I call in different Native people to come in and speak and give their viewpoints, so that my students have a cross-section of information. And as Gilbert White Duck put it, I had him come in and speak in my class as well, and he was excellent. But the way he put it was really good, and I like that analogy a lot. He said that he felt he only held one piece of a puzzle, and that, you know, other Native educators across the country held other pieces, and we were at, you know, at the stage where we're still trying to find the pieces that connect. And, you know, I see it that way too, that I only hold one piece, and I don't have all the answers. And anyone that does have all the answers doesn't even know what the problem is, I think.
That's very interesting. And for Judy, so you have a master's. Are you planning on continuing your education?
I would really like to, but there's a lot of things that are holding me back right now. And one of the main things, I guess, would be not being sure exactly what area I would want to focus my doctoral studies in. And also, of course, there's the area of finances and that sort of thing. And there's so much to do right now with, you know, the limited qualifications that I do have, that it's hard to just stop and take time out to study.
Judy, I'd like to thank you very much for dropping in here at Sequoy.
Oh, I've enjoyed talking with you, Charlie.
It's been my pleasure, Judy. Thank you very much. Miigwech.
You're listening to Rock and Chuck on the best native station in Western Quebec, CKWE. You're listening to the native voice of Sequoy. I'm Judy Cody, and I listen to Sequoy whenever I'm on the res. You're listening to Rock and Chuck on the best native. You're listening to Rock and Chuck on the best native radio station in Western Quebec, CKWE.